Welcome to the Trill MBA Show. I'm your host, Felicia Ann Rose, Anuha, aka the Trillest MBA you will ever know. And I'm here to help you survive and thrive in corporate America by giving you the truth and being as real as only I can be. Happy Sunday, guys. Welcome back to the show. You came back. Thanks. Thanks for listening. So now, I'm always harping on the book, How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. And so I decided, because I feel like y'all don't be listening to me all the time, I decided to do a deep dive into each section of this book. And I'm going to point out how I interpret what this white man says for my best possible outcome so that you can use it for your best possible outcomes. So over the next few episodes, I'm going to do this series on how to win friends and influence people. I will break it down and we're going to discuss the ways I use all these great nuggets at work. But first, today I want to highlight Kimberly Johnson, the newly appointed Chief Operating Officer at T. Rowe Price. Kimberly was most recently at Fannie Mae, where she was a C-suite executive there, but she now has a direct line to the CEO of T. Rowe Price, Rob Sharps, and she will also serve on T. Rowe Price's management committee. As the chief operating officer, Kimberly Johnson will lead technical, global investment operations, global client account services, enterprise change, real estate, and workplace services, in addition to enterprise risk and the regional operating teams. Oh my God, sis is running it. And get this though, y'all gotta understand, at Fannie Mae, she served as executive vice president, chief operating officer, and a member of the management committee. So basically they like stole her from the competitor, which I love it. Cause at Fannie Mae, she managed a team of 3,600 people and a $1.4 billion operating budget. And she was responsible for the company's technology, operations, data, modeling, analytics, information security, resiliency, innovation, and corporate strategy. Woo, that is a lot. I hope she had a great team, and I'm sure she will have another great team at T. Rowe Price. So just a little bit about Miss Johnson here, okay? She is a badass. She holds a BA in economics from Princeton University and an MBA from Columbia. She serves as a board member for Eli Lilly and many nonprofits. Additionally, Johnson serves as a member of the Board of Trustees for Princeton University. I have a feeling she might know Michelle, y'all. So Kimberly, congratulations on your new role. Congratulations on all your success. I don't know you personally, but if anybody knows Kimberly Johnson, please tag her in this and let her know we are rooting her on from over here at the Trill MBA Show, the career management podcast for Black women. So guys, listen. The first chapter of How to Win Friends and Influence People. Let me back up. What is this book? Let's talk about what this book is. So I know y'all hear me all the time, like, this book was written by this white man and he used it to help other white men be successful with other white men. And that's all true. But Dale Carnegie, I feel like he was like the Tony Robbins of his time or something like that, which, I mean, I've been hearing some things about that dude, and so I don't know if that's a fair thing to say, But let me mosey on over here to the good Google. So let's see. He was a writer and a lecturer. He developed courses on self-improvement, salesmanship, corporate training, public speaking, and interpersonal skills. He was born into poverty on a farm in Missouri. Wow. And he was the author of How to Win Friends and Influence People, which was originally published in 1936. So you guys, when I say this is a book by a white man for other white men, they published it in 1936. I don't even know if they allowed Negroes to buy books for real, especially in Missouri. Like, now I might be wrong for saying that, but you know what time it was. But the thing I love about this book is even when you take out all the noise of the situation and the time, what he really focuses on is human behavior. And what I love about this book is that it doesn't matter whether you are a person who's melanated or a person who's not melanated. This book gives you all the interpersonal tools to deal with people. And that is key, regardless of how you look, where you come from, if you got a lot of money, if you're trying to get a lot of money, if you don't have a lot of money yet. Like, listen, let me tell you, if you want to get a lot of money, you're going to have to deal with people. Now, some of you might say,
Felicia, I don't listen to this podcast so that I can make a lot of money. I listen to this podcast so I can, like, get my work done because I just want to do dope shit at work.
I get that. But part of working in this country is getting paid. We don't work for free over here, girl. So get your money, girl. Get your money. Now, the way he says you should use this book, he like breaks it down to get the most out of the book. You should review this book each month. And I do. It's one of the things he says. Develop a deep driving desire to master the principles of human relations. That's like the first thing he says in order to get the most out of this book. I mean, he ain't lying. This book is amazing. I feel like I should go back and write this book, but from the Black perspective. But since I can't do that on this podcast, I'm going to go through the book and give the Black perspective.
Are you listening? Damn.
Yeah. So the first chapter, I'm going to skip to the end here and I'm going to tell you the answer and then we'll go back to what he said. So this is the first section, part one, fundamental techniques in handling people. These things are so important. And so the first principle is don't criticize, condemn, or complain. So one thing you'll hear me say all the time, I don't know if you guys have noticed this, people who listen to the show frequently, you might have remembered me saying this, like, don't complain. Don't complain at work. Go get your little friends that don't work with you, that don't know nothing about what you do, and you complain to them or complain to your therapist. But like when you're at work, you don't want to complain, you don't want to criticize, and you don't want to condemn, because at the end of the day, part of your job is to get people to do things. And I'm going to tell you right now, the last thing I'm going to do is do something for somebody who's always criticizing, condemning, and complaining, especially that complain about y'all. When I tell y'all, now listen, I understand we human beings. Listen, I love to complain about all kinds of shit. Ask my friends. I complain about anything and everything I can in fun and jest. But most of the time, I'll be sincere. I just have a funny delivery. But still, that's not the point, guys. Let me tell you. I'm very principled. I love black and white. I don't like the gray. Like, I just don't. That's usually the source of my angst. My principled self is like, why is this gray? It's either this or this. What's this gray, right? And that's me complaining. So the thing that I learned from this book is that instead of complaining or condemning or criticizing, let me take a step back and seek for understanding. So one thing he says in here, he says, instead of condemning people, let's try to understand them. Let's try to figure out why they do what they do. That's a lot more profitable and intriguing than criticism. Did y'all peep that? That's a lot more profitable and intriguing than criticism. And it breeds sympathy, tolerance, and kindness. To know all is to forgive all. Oh, yeah. Y'all, if that ain't a real word right there, because think about it, if the shoe's on the other foot, how many times have you just felt like, well, you didn't even try to give me a chance to explain, or you just come at me and you don't even know me? How many times have y'all looked at these people at work and be like, you don't even know me, right? How many times have you felt that? Shit, I feel that every day. So why would you then turn around and treat people like that, right? So I know it's easy to be like, but you don't understand. That's how they be treating me wrong. I get that. But that don't mean you come out of your character because they come out of theirs.
Blood out.
Listen, criticizing, condemning, complaining, it never gets you anywhere. You never move forward from it. You might have in the moment said your piece, but then what? So as you're moving through your work days, I want you, when conflict arises or things happen, I want you to take a step back and ask yourself, okay, let me try to understand. Maybe there's something I'm missing. And a lot of times there is, right? This is giving people grace. And I know some of y'all be like, some of these motherfuckers don't deserve grace. You're right. Some of these motherfuckers don't deserve grace. I get that. But again, you can only control you. And if you want to be given grace, you have to give grace. So we gonna give folks grace, and all the folks. We gonna give all the folks grace. We gonna give Pookie and Ray Ray grace. We gonna give mediocre Mike grace.
Well, thank you, Felicia. You're so smart.
We gonna get crying Karen grace. We gonna give everybody grace in this workplace. Cause y'all, we all been through a pandemic. We all going through all this craziness in the world. I mean, the beginning of World War III. We've got the fight against people with uteruses, you know, trying to tell us people with uteruses what to do with our bodies. We've got still being a person of color, or just, hell, now the white folks, I mean, they probably losing their minds too. Well, racism got us all losing our minds, y'all. So the point is, everybody need a little grace, okay? Even if they come out of their character. And I know it's sounding real Michelle Obama, when they go low, we go high. I'm not necessarily saying all of that. What I'm saying is, if they dip a little bit, give them a little grace. Now, if they go low, low, I mean, who you think this is? But that's for another day. Right now, we're focused on how to win friends and influence people. Now, after the break, I'm going to talk through part two, or the second principle, rather, in this first part of handling people. And I'm going to give y'all the big secret of dealing with people when we get back. Hey, guys. So, you know how I have this Patreon that's like helping me pay for like Chris to edit the show? Yes, that's what I spend the Patreon on, is to help create this dope content that helps you get what? Paid and promoted. So listen, go over to patreon.com/chillinbashow and sign up. And if you sign up before May 8th, you will get an invitation link to join us in our May group session. I look forward to meeting you guys and talking all things career management. You got some issues going on. You got something you want to workshop through, talk through. Come through. Come to the Patreon session just for you, our Patreon members. So if you haven't signed up yet, go sign up. Talk to you soon. And let's get back to the show. All right. And we're back. Now, you want to know the big secret of dealing with people? I'm going to read this to y'all real quick. There's only one way under high heaven to get anybody to do anything. Did you ever stop to think of that? Yes, just one way. And that is by making the other person want to do it. Remember, there's no other way. Huh? How do you make anybody do anything, right? Well, in this chapter, he breaks down and he has all these great stories. And I'm not gonna read all this to you. Y'all should really get this book. But how I interpret this is if you want somebody to do something for you, you have to see them for who they are, meet them where they are, and in that, you have to give them honest and sincere appreciation. So, like, even the person you don't like has a redeeming quality that you can appreciate. And I know some of y'all are like, wait, hold up. Did she just say to kiss their ass? No. No, I did not say that. I don't believe in ass kissing. Ass kissing is, I'm just going to tell you what I think you want to hear. That's not honest. And that's not sincere. That's just trying to butter you up so I can get something from you. And that feels grimy, right? So one thing he says in here, he says, let's try to figure out the other person's good points. Then forget flattery. Give honest, sincere appreciation. Be hearty in your approbation and lavish in your praise. And people will cherish your words and treasure them and repeat them over a lifetime. Repeat them for years after you have forgotten them. And they will remember, like, oh, let me listen to Felicia. Because you're being honest and sincere. One thing I hope that you guys like about this show is that I keep it real. I keep it 100. Like, we don't pull no punches over here, right? But at the same time, when you're telling the truth, you can tell the good truth too. Like, telling the truth doesn't automatically default to the negative. And so for me, what I do when I really like something, and it's not like a really, really, it's just like, I really like it. Like, I like it. I won't say that. I just say how I feel. Good, bad, or indifferent. I say how I feel. Now, what I need to work on, if we're going to be trill about it, is to not say the things I don't like, because I'm real good for equally saying that. So what I try to do now is intentionally pay attention to my words, and I try to focus on, let me speak about the things I like. Let me speak about the things that are going right in a project. Let me speak about the things that I love about my boss. Let me speak about the things that I like about my coworkers. I didn't say this would be easy, but we do need to reframe and we need to pivot from focusing on the things that need to be fixed. And we need to get to the things that we can give honest and sincere appreciation to and for. And I think this goes back to gratitude. Like, what are you grateful for in your day to day? What are you grateful for about this job? And I'm gonna tell you right now, I know sometimes it gets hard and you're like, I ain't grateful for shit. And I'm like, but what about your check, sis? Like, you gotta be grateful for the check, if anything, right? Like, if there's nothing else, that direct deposit hit every week, every other week, every month, whenever it hit, right? So we just gotta find that gratitude. And I think that's what this is really about. But then also for us, I really believe when we operate from this place and we reframe and we focus here, it's contagious and it helps us manifest. And I know a lot of people are like, oh, you sounding real hokey right now. No, but for real, this shit works. Like, it helps us shape the room we're in. I know y'all have heard me talk about, like, you are the energy generator. Like, this is a part of generating that really positive energy to then get people to help you do the things you want to do. So think about it. Like, he has these great stories in here. I'm not going to go over his stories. But basically, the crux is it's very simple human behavior. Like, if I need you to do something and I'd like tell you like, hey, you do a really good job at this and this and this. I really could use your help. Would you mind helping me here? And mind you, the truth is they do a really good job. That's why you're asking them to help you, right? They're like, oh my goodness, yeah. Then they want to help you. See how that works? It's human behavior. Use it to your advantage. So now, when we get back from the break, I'm going to talk about the last principle in this first section of How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. The title of the chapter is, He Who Can Do This Has the Whole World With Him. He Who Cannot Walks a Lonely Way. Don't you want the whole world on your side? Well, that's what we're going to talk about when we get back from the break. Hey, guys. So remember how I asked y'all to share this podcast? Have you done that yet? Just a quick question. Just trying to see, are you still hoarding this or are you sharing this podcast with the world? Because I need you to share this with everybody you know. So do me a favor. If you have shared this podcast, hit me up at ask@trillmba.com. And I am going to send you a special treat just to help you with your career. So if you have shared this podcast, all you have to do is hit me up in an email in the subject line and say, hey, Felicia, I shared the podcast. And then if you want to do more, you can tell me why you like this podcast so much and why you listen and how I've helped. Because I'm gonna be honest, y'all, it takes a lot of work to make this podcast and I want to keep it going, but I'm only human. Sometimes I get tired. So if you could do me that favor, I would love you forever. All right. Thank you guys for listening to the show. And now let's wrap up the show. All right, guys, welcome back. We're going to talk through principle 3 and then we'll get to wrapping up the show. So this last principle is what you need to do to have the whole world with you. And that's arouse in the other person an eager want. What does that mean? Arouse in the other person an eager want. Well, I'm going to share this example with y'all because this is a good little example that he has in here and it's short. It says, another father, K.T. Dushman, a telephone engineer, a student of this course, couldn't get his 3-year-old daughter to eat breakfast food. The usual scolding, pleading, coaxing methods had all ended in futility. So the parents asked themselves, how can we make her want to do it? So basically they're trying to get their 3-year-old to eat breakfast, right, y'all? Okay, so get this. The little girl loved to imitate her mother and to feel big and grown up. So one morning they put her on a chair and let her make the breakfast food. At just the psychological moment, Father drifted into the kitchen while she was stirring the cereal and she said, oh, look, Daddy, I am making the cereal this morning. She ate 2 helpings of the cereal without any coaxing because she was interested in it. She had achieved a feeling of importance. She had found in making the cereal an avenue of self-expression. So he goes on to write, William Winter once remarked that self-expression is the dominant necessity of human nature. Why can't we adapt this same psychology to business dealings? When we have a brilliant idea, instead of making others think it is ours, why not let them cook and stir the idea themselves? They will then regard it as their own. They will like it and maybe eat a couple of helpings of it. Remember, first, arouse in the other person an eager want. He who can do this has the whole world with him. He who cannot walks a lonely way. This is the crux principle of influence. And the way you get at this, you have to understand what is in it for this person. You have to ask these questions, which again goes back to what we talked about in the first segment of the show. You have to seek to understand. So how I translate this, I'm always asking at work, what is this person's motivation? How do I get them to give their best working on this project? When I'm working with cross-functionals, when I'm working with agencies, like, what is going to get them eager to really want to have a stake and a claim in it? I always think about that because I want people to feel pride in what we're working on because I want them to give their best. And that's when I'm working with anybody. So
the most important thing
that you should take away from this show today and from this first part of the book is you have to pay attention.
If you want to go somewhere, you better wake up and pay attention.
You have to get outside of yourself. So all the things you knew and all the things you thought you knew, it's time to question them. It's time to reframe. You should ask yourself, how am I showing up? And what tools am I using to show up in a way that's helping me? This is what this book is about. This book helps you think through the human behaviors that you're dealing with, the humans that you're dealing with. It helps you handle the people that are around you. And again, part one that we just went over today, fundamental techniques in handling people. So that's our show for today, guys. I hope this show was helpful. I hope this is helpful. I really get a kick out of this book. I literally take it with me everywhere I go. I have a copy on my desk. I have a copy on my phone. Like, it reminds me to stay grounded in how humans operate in order for me to decide how I'm going to navigate through the world. So I'm very excited to do this series. If you have any questions or you need some help or advice about a specific situation, go to trillmba.com/coaching to schedule a 45-minute consultation with me to strategize and walk through your specific work situation. In addition, you can always email me at ask@trillmba.com. I'm happy to either answer your question or connect you to the right person if I don't have the answer. Also, when you email, if you have a listener letter, I would love to read your listener letter on the show. So put listener letter in the subject line and I know I can anonymize you and I can read your question and talk about it on the show. So please send your listener letters and questions to ask@trillmba.com. Or if you like, I need a coaching call with you, Felicia. Again, that's trillmba.com/coaching to schedule a 45-minute consult with me. Thank you guys always. Please pick up the book, How to Win Friends and Influence People. There's an affiliate link in the show notes. It's not an expensive book. It's so worth the investment. And I look forward to deep diving next week into the first few chapters of the second part, which is 6 ways to make people like you. So that's what we're going to talk about next week. Until next time, guys, keep it trill. The Trill MBA Show is a Fair World Corp. LLC production. Executive produced by Felicia and Rose Inuha. Sound design and editing by Chris Mann with Podshaper. Theme music is Kick Push by Ryan Little. Keep it trill every day, y'all.